It was a suicide mission. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The man who attacked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer last week, according to a court filing to keep him in jail, told police he was sick of the lies coming out of Washington, D.C., and that he wasn't going to stand there and do nothing. David DePape has pleaded not guilty to charges, including attempted murder. Now, Capitol Police in D.C. have eyes on the Pelosi home in San Francisco.
Sources tell Fox News U.S. Capitol Police have cameras outside the San Francisco home of Speaker Pelosi, but no one was paying attention when David DePape allegedly used a hammer to smash his way in. A Capitol Police officer is said to have noticed police lights on the street near the Pelosi home after the break-in occurred. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The North Korean military is reported to have fired at least 17 missiles in South Korea's direction, at least one landing near their sea border. South Korea responded, firing missiles of their own. Outgoing Wyoming House Republican Liz Cheney endorses House Democrat Tim Ryan in the Ohio Senate race. Republican J.D. Vance says Ohioans tell him they're fed up with the economy.
At a Fox News town hall, he says his path to lower prices starts with fixing the effect energy costs have on other things.
It goes into the diesel fuel that the trucks use to take our food to the grocery store. It goes into the manufacturing process. And so when you have energy getting so expensive, that raises the price of everything else.
Vance says by opening up Ohio's energy markets, costs should come down.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A decision on interest rates comes today from the Federal Reserve Bank.
It's expected that the central bank will announce that they will be raising the benchmark federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point to a range between 3.75% and 4%. That would mark their fourth consecutive increase of that size in their quest to tame hot inflation.
Fox's Hillary Barsky with 80% of the vote. Final exit polls in Israel show former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returning to power with a right-wing party coalition. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Pentagon has concerns that Russia may get more weapons from Iran to use in Ukraine.
Defense Department spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. anticipates Russia will seek more Iranian drones and other capabilities, including surface missiles, calling it a sign of isolation.
Which says a lot about the kind of company they keep and where they stand in the world right now in terms of isolation.
Stressing the U.S. and its allies are doing all they can to get Ukraine additional air defense capability. Commenting on reports, Iran is plotting an attack in Saudi Arabia or in Iraq.
We do remain concerned about the threat situation in the region.
Stressing the U.S. is in regular contact with Saudi officials and will protect and defend itself, regardless of where troops are located. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Tropical Storm Elise is expected to hit Central America as a hurricane today. Out at sea, Tropical Storm Martin's expected to become a hurricane today. More a threat to shipping routes, though, than anyone on land. Some colleges have therapy dogs for stressed-out students. A few have comfort cats.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study finds highly emotional students on college campuses might benefit from petting cats. Titled University Cats, Predictors of Staff and Student Responsiveness Toward On-Campus Cat Visitations, it notes most animal-assisted interventions to relieve stress, or AAIs for short, are with dogs. And a press release about the study says emotionality is a pretty stable trait. It doesn't fluctuate and is a quite consistent feature of our personalities, noting people on the higher end of that scale were significantly more interested in interacting with cats on campus. The study also citing stereotypes as a reason why cats aren't in more AAIs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Philadelphia Phillies take a 2-1 lead in the World Series, beating Houston 7-0 in Game 3. They hit 5 home runs, all from different players. Game 4 tonight, the series still in Philly. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.